Everything's running smoothly.
Oh, hello, Peter Sweeney. Peter, give me a letter, my friend.
L.
Peter L. Sweeney. The L stands for a lovable Peter Sweeney on a beautiful Wednesday in Kansas City.
Morning, Heart Soul. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day.
Hump Day.
That's a pretty good one.
Cloudy as you're waking up in Kansas City this morning. A little bit colder. Looks like the snow is out of the forecast. Mid-morning, late morning, be in your mid-20s in the real feel, 30s in the actual feel. High of 39, low of 25 today, so a little bit chillier. AM clouds, PM sun. And then on Thursday, high of 48, low of 30. Mostly cloudy on Thursday. So there you go, your two-day forecast. Cloudy and cold.
Cloudy and cold.
Early indications show, though, that it should heat up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the 60s, lows in the 40s. So get through the week, right? Get through the week.
You got this.
And a warm weekend awaits.
And you know how we get through the week? Got your Wednesday wisdom coming up later on your KC Morning Show. Your Wednesday wisdom brought to you by Peter W. Swain. The W stands for words.
Someone could step wisdom. Up. I mean, I'm willing to sponsor Wednesday Wisdom. That's what I'm willing to do for this show.
It's about time. It's about time we started selling some of this stuff, huh?
It may ruin really the heart of it, but I don't care. I'm ready to sell out.
I was going to say, Oh, are you now? Hold on. How many times I got to tell you these things? It's not selling out. It's buying in, baby.
That's right.
Buying in, baby. Also, what was this thing you were doing a few seconds ago? What was that?
What do you mean? I'm ready to go.
Is that what that was? You look like a...
Yeah.
Look like an air traffic controller. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, when you're a weatherman like myself.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sometimes you lick the old finger. You put the hand in the air. No. And you could sort of judge how the day's going to go based upon how the wind is hitting that old fingerooski.
Okay. And a climate controlled room. Okay, awesome. Awesome, Pete.
Don't worry about it.
How are you, my friend? Is it actually, it is kind of hot in here. I can turn that down real quick. I did wear a jacket with no shirt underneath this, so yeah, getting a little
okay.
Scandalous.
If you don't watch any of the videos, Hartzell is wearing a sporting KC pull up, and there is no T-shirt underneath, like a pro wrestler would do almost.
It is a very pro wrestling look. If I was oiled up, I think I'd be in character.
Speaking of that, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I called you out a little bit on the Instagram for posting shirtless selfies.
Yes.
You doubled down.
I
forgot to ask you about that.
Listen.
What's the thought process right now?
You are what you eat. I've been consuming a lot of thirst traps. We talked about this on Monday. I decided to re-download the apps. I was going to give us an update. I guess we'll give that update now. This is, man, the game has changed, man. It's been a little over 2 years since I used any of these dating apps or whatever, and I'm still not, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Sure.
But I had a friend of mine, she set it up for me. I didn't know that the rules had changed. I didn't know that we had set certain standards on how this works.
Right.
You know, I guess you have to have between, like, she said go, like, 4 to 6 pictures. On your profile. But that being said, if you go more than 4, then she said, then you're coming across desperate. Well, I'm like, okay, well then, what are you saying? And then she said, no, there's more, Pete. There's more. I didn't realize there was these bullet points. If you have a picture with someone else in it besides you, you have to be able to justify why there's somebody else. So, like, is it the mayor? Is it somebody famous?
Oh, I see.
Okay, something like that. Never, apparently, in any circumstance, do you put a picture on there with you having sunglasses on?
Yeah, because people want to see your eyeballs.
Really? I didn't see it. I had a lot of good sunglass pics.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, basically, I put together what I thought was a pretty respectable, good-looking profile. She had to fix all of it.
We don't have to name the friend's name, but this seems like a business opportunity.
Honestly,
you know how they have resume writers?
Yeah.
This is the same thing?
I need an app builder, a profile builder.
Right.
because I don't know what I'm doing. And you have to pay for all this now. How am I going to get a date?
Sure.
I could go to a bar if I got to pay for all this stuff. I mean, I'm not going to.
Yeah, we really all feel bad for you.
I'm not going to go talk to anybody at a bar, but. You should feel bad for me.
Well,
because I don't know what I'm doing.
If you
I'm hurting. I'm struggling.
If you mustered up your confidence and said, okay, I don't need these dating apps.
I need these dating apps.
I see a nice lady. Again, it's got to be the right setting. You don't want to just do this anywhere. And you say, hey, what are you, shopping for peace? I love peace. Boom. What's happening?
You want
all
me
of a sudden,
to
aisle four.
You want me to?
Hell, you're going over to the liquor section? Me too. Boom. Bang. Don't be creepy about
Pete,
it.
Pete, when's the last time anybody met anybody at the grocery store, man? Is this 1972?
Who knows?
Okay.
Sometimes the ladies drop the handkerchief. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
No?
No, I
up.
Don't.
Look it up then.
How did you, because you're in a relationship and.
Work.
Maybe, you know what? You're right. You put in the work. I get it.
No, at work.
Oh, at work. I thought you were just throwing shade. It's like, I get it, man. You put in the work. You're still in a relationship.
Well, it's a little bit of both.
I get it.
It's okay. Like a mixture.
Again, cool. Some of us probably should
meet at work, put in the work.
Yeah.
Wednesday wisdom. That's a little tease for
you. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's an original, too.
Pete Sweeney.
Well, some of us probably could have put in a little bit more work, then I wouldn't be in this situation. But so you met her at work. Ooh, I feel like that's frowned upon. You're not supposed to.
It was dicey for a little bit.
You're not supposed to where you eat.
Right. HR likes to get involved at that point. And you got to tell them, hey, listen, HR, buzz off. Bada bing, bada boom. You're fine.
So I don't know, man. I guess we'll figure this thing out. I don't know what I'm doing. I hope I can get some bites here pretty soon. That would be nice.
You're talking about bites like on the app? Or are you talking about something a little more sensual?
I'm trying to figure out what you're doing with that. You know, hey, whatever comes
what first. What else is going on?
Whatever comes first. That's what she says. We have a pretty busy little day for me. I got AEW tonight, man.
All Elite Wrestling. You got to be juiced up for that show, huh?
So this is like, for those who don't know, this is like, for the first time in a long time, because I'm a wrestling guy, and if you've listened to this show for even a little bit of an extended period of time, you can pick up a lot of pro wrestling references on this podcast. I apologize ahead of time, but this is the first time the WWE's had some competition, and they're going to be in town. It's at
Silverstein.
Yeah, man.
Right where we were the show the other night.
That's right.
On the floor.
That's right.
Playing a little sock.
Mm-hmm.
AEW is coming in, mm-hmm. and they have their first show in Kansas City. You've seen it promoted for the last couple days. It should be good. Last week was pretty good. And so let's see what they follow up with here in KC.
It's just nice to be able to go to an event where, you know, I don't have to be the star this time, you know?
Unreal. It's unreal that this is the route you're deciding to take here.
It's just nice to be able to see some other people perform because, you know, when I bring it, I like to think that they enjoyed what they saw. Now I'm happy to see with some brothers and sisters in the bond, you know, some fellow athletes.
Here's just a little word of advice for
what
you.
They can give us tonight.
This know? Is an event.
Mm-hmm.
Put on a t-shirt. They may take one look at you
say,
you can't come in here.
I've been getting swole, son. I got that
sad
boy swole. That's my summer.
Everybody plans. Knows that already from following your Instagram stories. We see.
I need to find a way.
You got this one move that you do where uh-oh. You're on the track. And you like to nod your head. It's a repeater.
Yeah.
Every day where it's a selfie video, and he's walking the track, and he's nodding that head. And then, of course, make sure that the midriff is in it. Like, we don't all know that you want to see the curves on your stomach.
Those are abs.
You're welcome.
Those are called abs.
Yeah. Some of us don't have them, which is why I try to dress with full clothes on my Instagram stories.
Pete, I am working, all right? I am selling myself right now. You're always on the clock. You're always selling.
Right. No, 100%.
Yeah.
So whatever you need to do, man.
Because I got pretty good seats. I think I'm sitting like third row. So I got to make sure I look good, feel good. And we're sitting camera side. So you actually may see me tonight. TNT.
You're definitely going to wear a hat, aren't you?
AEW Dynamite. No. This hair is the best I got, man.
Yeah.
And I'm losing it.
You were growing it out for a little bit. You decided to go away from that.
He cut a little bit more off than I wanted to be.
Oh,
honest.
I see.
I mean, it's still pretty high up top. I was going for that Mahomes meets Kid and Play look.
You should try to go shaved on the sides and a little more up top. I think that, like, Gerald, did you ever watch Hey Arnold as a kid?
There's a Gerald plush hanging from my rearview mirror in my car.
Go Gerald.
Of course I have a Gerald.
Why not? Try
of
that.
Of course. I could.
Go today. Get the sides shaved off.
I got to grow up. I don't know if I could get that much up top anymore.
If you shave it correctly, man. Yeah. You'll be good. This is your last chance, though.
Because I have a Gerald shirt. I got the, you know, the fake jersey.
You got about 3 years left to Gerald.
Don't put that on me, man.
I'm telling you. Then you're going to need some. Then you're going to need some LeBron type of work.
Stop it. I took steroids in college, and that was the one side effect that I got, is that I lost a little bit of my hair.
That can't be real.
That is 100%. I wouldn't get it looked at. So, yeah, that's exactly
no, the steroids thing.
Yep. I got to 205 my junior year of college.
What did you look like?
I was a brick S house.
You look probably like a balloon.
I was huge.
What are you doing steroids for?
I was just dumb and didn't have anything better to do.
You know what I got
to
tell you?
I was trying to find some
cheeks. I got to call you an adjective here.
Uh-oh.
And it's not a good one. You're very impressionable.
Oh, absolutely.
You could be convinced.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I
you want to do the rest of the show alone? It'd be great for your career.
I'm not. You're not going to get me to do that one.
Oh, okay.
I thought about it. That was God, baby.
I saw you for a second. The wheels were turning.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to, it doesn't take a lot to push me off the ledge.
I mean, I would love to do the show with you, but that challenge and getting past it, I feel like you would really nail this here.
You say that now. I'm going out of town.
We could put up videos on Instagram and you'd be by yourself.
You know, I do like that idea. We can get you out of here real quick. Just put that whole frame on me. In fact, cameraman, can you zoom in on me right now?
That's right. Yeah, zoom on the face.
I don't hate that. I don't hate that at all.
Yeah.
All right, Pete. Anything with you? What are you doing tonight? You're not going to the show.
I might end up buying a ticket. I don't know. I've been laying low.
I still have
remnants, and I'm feeling better, but I still have remnants of that disaster sickness last week. So I'm not trying to go too crazy until you're 100%, because you can easily go back to like 45.
Yeah, I got everybody at the station. It's going around. You had a bink with the
I think
flu.
It's going around the city.
I think everybody's got it, man. And I didn't mention this part. I did. Okay, so Bumble was a bit of a success. So I may have a date tomorrow.
You
so
got a full week, man.
So I can't afford to be getting sick.
You got a busy week. RIP the Friday show. We know you're not going to prep for that now. I don't know you have a date on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to put this out there now. Let's just put this out there in the world. Yeah, the date's on Thursday. We got a show Friday. You're going to get the most minimal content that is going to be acceptable.
Not the way to get listeners. This isn't, you're going against.
No. Here. I think this is the perfect way to get listeners, because we are straightforward, we are transparent, we are self-aware. I'm not going to sell you a bill of goods. I'm not going to tell you right now that, you know what, hey, Friday's show, that's one for the books. We'll see.
I'm going to say it's going to be the best yet.
Okay, well.
Every show is better than the last, as far as I'm concerned.
I love your optimism. I really do.
You're welcome.
My name's Hartzell. That's Pete. This is your KC Morning Show. We got a discount code for Charlie Hustle. KCMS20, 20% off. We will talk about that on Friday, because that's probably the only bit of content I've got scheduled for Friday.
Great.
Just to talk about Charlie Hustle, our presenting sponsor on Friday. Other than that, Pete, I guess it's about that time, baby boy. Let's do
the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
What's the status today? Are you doing it today?
We've been doing freestyles. I can't do it every time.
I understand that. I will.
We're gonna save it for Friday.
I'll allow it.
And any kind of rhyme that hits me, I'll just save up. So I might drop 4 or 5 bars on Friday.
Oh. Wow, 4 or 5, you say? That might be even worth waiting for.
That's right.
Okay.
You got some good stories for us today?
I do have a story, but I'm trying to think how I can make this work. Because I got to give them something. Hump day! Baby!
Beautiful.
That wasn't bad. Had to give them some little hump day. Baby. I got some news, Pete. Shall we do the news?
Sure.
Oh, man. Okay. As I say that, man, I think the throat's getting a little bit better. I didn't hate that. Got a little Teddy Pendergrass on that one. A
little pickle for that tickle.
Ooh. You know, I did. You know, those apps have been re-downloaded, so Yeah, but Tinder, man, lawless. Sorry, I'm gonna move on. But Tinder's gross.
How so?
One is what you think it is. That one, you're down to clown. That's just bumping and grinding on that one. It is no greater hive of scum and villainy than Tinder, to quote Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Hate to be the one to have to do this to you. Just be safe out there, man. You know, just be smart.
Be smart. It's a wild, wild west out there. By the way, I don't know why I didn't include this. What? I don't know what I was thinking. I was going to make it a quick hit. And I'll be very, very quick with this hit. There's new Star Wars content.
No one cares about
Star
this.
Wars announced. No, it's
too much Star Wars at this point.
They're new the High Republic era. We're about to dive into 200 years before. Anyway, look it up online. It was trending. So we could do it because I could talk about it if it's trending. It was trending worldwide.
Okay.
What it was also trending worldwide.
Darth Vader's is Luke's dad.
Man, you just gotta give it away, don't you?
I'm just telling you.
You've seen one.
Do you know who my favorite Star Wars character is?
One time, who?
Jabba the Hutt. My man has the life.
He's got the life
he's
and the
body.
King.
He's got ladies fanning him off, and he's disgusting. He's a disgusting human. He's never worked out in his life. You could tell that. Anyway,
that's your idol.
I digress.
But I digress. Well, this wasn't trending worldwide, but it was trending here locally. Good news. T-Bones, baby. T-Bones, new year, who dis? New year, new look, new owner, new renovations. So conditions are looking ideal for your T-Bones.
The new owners of the minor league T-Bones baseball team in KCK make their debut and announce they're going to be renovating the stadium on the west end of KCK.
Local businessman Mark Brandmeier bought it, saving the team. Brandmeier and his investors are planning a set of renovations, especially in the undeveloped right field area. Things like a beer garden and better picnic area.
It would have been a shame for Wyandotte County to lose such a great asset as the T-Bones.
That's good. I love that. I've never had a bad time in a T-Bones game.
Never been.
You've never been?
No.
Oh, what are you doing, man? Community America Ballpark? Always a good time. We got to get you some tickets.
The Royals have been not so great in recent years, so you can get a ticket for $10.
They've always
at the last minute.
They've always been super affordable. I've always had a really good time.
I'll go to a T-Bones game.
Well, why don't we do this?
I'll wear a cutoff jersey and my jorts.
I was gonna say you're gonna rock that Mahomes.
Sure.
That Mahomes look. Well,
why
here's
not?
The thing. And in fact, we might want to go to this and get some video or something. But they announced their first major non-baseball event since the new takeover.
Yeah.
And it is scheduled. To be a celebrity kickball game May 16th for Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah.
His foundation.
You don't think I won't be there anyway?
Yeah, good point. I think you're going to be mandatory out there. You've probably got to cover that, don't you?
Decent chance.
The Unified Government of Wyandotte County announced the new team owner, the Max Fun Entertainment LLC, with new team owner Mark Brandmeier. And he's quoted saying, "We are excited for the opportunity to continue to bring T-Bones baseball to Kansas City." Like I said, I'm a fan. Go T-Bones. They got a new logo. Might need to buy myself a little jersey.
Kansas
City, and we
got to
get you out there.
Home opener, you said May 19th, right?
Home opener.
My dad's birthday.
Well, bring Papa Swain to town.
I'm sure he's going to want to come to a T-Bones game.
I think he will. I think we get him front row seats right behind home plate. Get him a jersey. Get him a T-Bones steak.
He probably would enjoy it, but
he would have a great time.
I don't know if he's going to fly here for a T-Bones game.
Go T-Bones. And if if y'all want to slide us some tickets, I mean, whatever. All right. To paraphrase the philosophers, the Wu-Tang Clan, the coronavirus ain't nothing to F with, and we have some local friends who are going to be going over there. Lenexa-based Heart to Heart International, they're leaving Saturday to help do what they can to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
Folks in Lenexa are preparing to deploy to respond to the coronavirus. We made a stop at Heart to Heart International this morning. They were there packing their supplies. The team will depart on Saturday for the Marshall Islands, where they need help planning, preparing, and training for the fight against this coronavirus.
In a small island nation, an outbreak there could be pretty catastrophic.
So they are headed to the Marshall Islands.
Never even heard of the Marshall Islands.
Did you not attend one history class? That was the Marshall Islands in World War II, man. Integral to our success.
I might have.
I read one book.
Heard
one
about
time.
Them when I was a kid growing up learning about this. That has been flushed a long time ago, my friend. But
long since been
good on the heart to
considered
heart
a wash.
International to go out and help some people. You could tell this coronavirus is really a problem. It is just spreading like wildfire.
Well, yesterday I was going to pull this audio, but it felt like a bit of a bummer. They essentially just said that, hey, it's headed our way. Not a whole lot we can do to stop
Kansas
it.
Kansas City has run out of masks.
We're done.
I saw that story.
It's over. Yeah, so I didn't want to pull that audio just because I didn't want anyone to go to work thinking that tomorrow is going to be the, you know, the next plague. But it ain't looking great, but thanks to our friends in Lenexa, they're going to do their part. The Marshall Islands, 6,000 miles away from the Pacific Ocean, but as near as neighbors, South Korea, they are dealing with the emergency outbreak.
Thing you got to wonder is, like, what's next? The Tecate virus?
Stop it.
What?
Stop it.
I'm just wondering. Are we going to get the Dos Equis virus next?
Anything else?
I feel like the antidote might be a lime.
I was waiting for it. Last night, we had a Democratic debate. Because that's the thing, Pete. We're in that season. We moved from impeachment
I love democracy.
Season to Democratic
that's right.
candidate season. Big democracy.
I
guy.
Like the I
big
like the
democracy
debate.
Guy.
I like the debate more than I'd like impeachment season.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just seems like the results are not going to be futile. Like we're actually going to get a result out of this.
And actually, we actually might get something out of it. No, there might be a payoff. I understand that. Well, we're going to talk about that in a quick second. Two bits of this story. And say what you want about Michael Bloomberg. He's a candidate running for president of the United States. We said a couple weeks ago that he opened up an office here just right around the corner here in Westport.
Kelly's.
And no, not in Kelly's. But what an office that would be. We'd be there every day. We would be the biggest volunteers.
I'd be happy to work for Bloomberg at Kelly's.
He brought a presidential feel to Kansas City. And get this, Pete, the Missouri Democratic Party, they announced on Tuesday that we're going to be getting a Democratic presidential forum. Like, all the candidates are going to be in town. Well, not they've extended the offer to every candidate.
Kansas City will host a presidential forum just 2 days before the Missouri primary. Missouri Democrats confirming there will be an event on March 8th at the Kansas City Convention Center. The schedule is still being worked out, but the state party said they've been in touch with all of the Democratic candidates for president.
So that'd be dope. That's kind of cool. Have everybody come in,
I got a question
come
for
to
you.
Town. I'm going to try to go to that, too.
As you know, I've now tapped into politics a little bit, political Pete, and we're not talking about Mayor Pete, we're talking about political Pete myself. Who was the extra guy on the stage last night, and where did he come from?
Extra guy on the stage? What do you mean?
At the debate last night. There was an extra man.
What do you mean? There's extra man? We had Bloomberg, we had Steyer, had Joe, you had Pete, you had Bernie.
Steyer wasn't there last time. That's who it is.
Steyer. No, Steyer was there. That's my guy with the plaid tie.
Yeah, he wasn't there last time.
I'm a big Steyer guy. I like him a lot. No one is a big Steyer guy. But
okay.
He's a guy. I do like his plaid ties. Although I think he's only got that one tie. To be honest with you.
At what point are you just going to have people that have a chance at winning on there? Because we're still in this area where Mayor Pete's up there, and you know, a lot of times
get your Amy Klobuchar's. Look, come
like
on.
Joe Biden
on,
is not going to win anymore. At a certain point, you got to pull him from the stage.
Well, hold on. He had a pretty decent night last night. The seven candidates running for president on the Democratic side. Their debate was in South Carolina ahead of that primary, which is going to be this weekend.
Of the last 50 polls that have been done nationally, I beat Trump 47 of those 50 times.
No, I was talking.
At least I didn't have a boss who said to me, kill it. The way that Mayor Bloomberg
never said that.
Have said to one of pregnant employees.
The time has come for us to stop acting like the presidency is the only office that matters. Not only is this a way to get Donald Trump reelected, we got a house to worry about.
Did you hear that part in the middle where it's just mass chaos, just inaudible noises? That was most
this
of the
is always,
it was a wild night, man. CBS need to clean that up. That was hard to watch.
This is always the problem with the incumbent versus the other party.
Mm-hmm.
You bash each other and say the weaknesses and bring them up to get the nomination.
Right.
And then instantly the next day somebody wins and now you're throwing all your support behind that person, ideally.
Yeah, then we have to pretend like we got to have like a come to Jesus kumbaya moment.
Here's the thing. All of these people, and I understand they have their differences now, and I understand it's getting a little into the weeds, it sounds like. They have to say in the back after this thing, whoever really wins, we all need to support that person if they're going to have a chance.
This one's going to be tough.
Because
this one's going to be a tougher one.
Right now, it just doesn't feel like the party it's doing its best job to stay above the waist, in boxing terms, if you will.
Oh, wow, this guy. Oh, wow.
And
oh,
that is going to hurt the opportunity to have a chance to win this election.
What a take. What a take. You really have embraced political Pete.
I know the news now. You know, you call yourself a newsman.
Uh-huh.
I call myself a news apprentice. And that's not a shout out to the president. It's just how I feel right now.
Oh, that was touche. Touche. All right, let's cleanse the palate, shall we? Let's do this. From political to positive. Ooh. Hey. I kind of like that. From P2P. Political to positive. I got to get a, we'll get an intro made for that.
Peer to peer. LimeWire, if you know, you know.
Janitor, janitor at a school near Memphis. He had to take three buses, walk 2 miles to get to work each day. Well, his coworkers at this school, they did a pretty awesome thing.
Let's say I get off at 3 o'clock. I would get home about 7. I have to catch three buses and walk about 2 miles.
We started 21 hours ago a GoFundMe for you, and we raised $7,000 for you to buy a new truck.
You deserve it.
I love these people up here. Love them. I could have made it without them. It's a joy to work here. Pure joy.
That's awesome. Janitor at the school.
That is great.
The school and also the community, they donated thousands of dollars, $7,000, which is just amazing. And I believe he's going to go buy a truck. I think that was the plan. So
that's what it sounds like.
That is, those are the stories that make you feel nice, right? Those are the ones that make you feel nice and fuzzy.
Squishy.
A little squish, squish. You know what it doesn't make me feel is wet.
Oh, wow.
Now, this next story does, though.
It is hump day, isn't it?
Super Soakers. Pete, did you have one growing up?
You damn right.
A Super Soaker. Well, guess what? The originals are back.
A range of up to 60 feet. And a drenching spray. The Super Soaker 100.
It's a water gun of a higher caliber.
You hear that? With a range of 7 feet. Soaking wet.
Old commercials, man, are
That's
great.
What she said. I loved it. I love it.
At the ripe age of 31, as I say sometimes, I'm starting to have a little bit more perspective on the world.
Mm-hmm.
Old commercials are always funny. And so I look at some of our stuff now, like, we're going to just, what are the commercials going to be like that we think these ones right now are hilarious? You know?
What was the last big, like, I mean, trying to think of the last, like, viral, when you think of dope commercials, maybe like the Bud Light stuff.
Yeah, the one that comes to mind is like, so when Budweiser was doing the frogs, I just remember at the time, like, this is awesome. This is the funniest thing. And I look back, like, we thought that was great, like, then. And then they continue with the Wazzup. This just goes to show how good of a job Budweiser did when I was growing up.
Forgot about that one.
And we just thought that was funny, and that would be so silly now. So I don't know. It's just funny how times change.
But see, the good ones still hold up. That's the thing. The good ones still hold up. The year was 1982. Pete, NASA engineer Lonnie Johnson accidentally invented the pressurized water gun, later to be known as the Super Soaker. The originals are coming back. So we're talking the 100, the 30, and the 20. I think I had a 30. I don't think I had the 100. The 100 was, no, I don't think I had that. For $17.99 for the 100, $12.99 for the 30, and $7.99 for the XP 20. If you remember, those are the guns, the Super Soaker water guns, where if you left them in the sun too long,
right?
Those things were just toast. They would fade, and then you could get a toothpick and just stick it right in the middle. Super Soakers are back, baby. I'm excited. I might need to go buy one for nostalgia purposes. Honestly, that's not a bad price too. $17.99, and they have tweaked a little bit of it, because remember when you had the the pump action. And it used to clip your pinky. Is that just me? Did you not play with water guns?
I did. I lived on the part of town where a lot of my friends lived on the other side of town. And so by the time my parents would kind of let me out, or, you know, they'd be home and
they let you out.
It'd be too dark for Super Soaker. You know, you can't Super Soak after dark. So I had one, but I would really just end up, I think, blasting my sister. We should have a show Super Soaker, I think, where there is a
man,
certain,
I'm a child, because that last sentence you just said was very funny.
Where we have the Super Soaker in-house.
Okay.
We talked about having guests soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we have some kind of wheel or something, and one of the things is you just get blasted with the Super Soaker.
That screams morning drive. That screams morning radio.
That's great, right?
Let's do something that the listeners can't see, but they're gonna definitely imagine that we're spraying each other with water.
Yeah. I'm saying that's a morning show.
I'm
not gonna get sprayed with water. We're saying the guests, if they say a certain phrase or something by accident, they get hit with the Super Soaker.
I'm not sure if the best way for us to cultivate new guests, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
It was 1989. Mm-hmm. My thoughts were short and my hair was long.
Let us wrap it up with this concert announcement. Well, part of a concert announcement. We haven't got the full lineup for Boulevardia, but we do have now tickets that are on sale.
Tickets for Boulevardia are on sale. The annual festival will be held on Grand Boulevard at Crown Center and Washington Square Park. Single-day passes start at $25.
Taking place June 19th and 20th. Artist lineup announced sometime in March. Always love Boulevardia. One of my favorite shows. Saw Bleachers there. Oh, man, me and my ex had a great time. Oh, that was just what a wonderful.
I like the event.
That was a wonderful
I like
night.
The event as a whole. It's one of my favorite events in Kansas City because you have the music, you have the beer. They've started to incorporate a little bit more in recent years, the silent disco, which is really unique.
That's a new hotness.
And so, yeah, it's one of my favorite events. Me and my friends were looking for tickets yesterday. We were debating between the Boulevardia brunch or the Taps and Taste tickets. Of course, Hartzell, I know you have connections in the music industry. It would be nice at some point for you to kind of help me out here.
I'm nervous, man. I haven't heard if I'm going to be able to hop on board. I think usually I know by now because I've been a part of every single one. Thank you, Boulevardia. You're the best. I've been fortunate enough to be that dummy on stage. Am I getting phased out? I mean, they are moving the show. Are they doing a rebrand? Oh, no.
Maybe you can be the host of KC Beer Company, Ardia.
That could work. Strange Days, Ardia.
Small thing in the Waldo area.
Mm-hmm. I'm nervous now. I didn't even think about that. What if I'm getting phased out? Oh, no. Am I getting ghosted? I'm in no position now to be ghosted.
Maybe check the apps. Is Boulevardia on Bumble? Are they on Tinder?
I would know because nobody's swiping right to me anyway. So
that's right.
It's fine. The iconic.
Or I should say, that's left. Yeah. I will be here all week, baby.
The iconic Ferris wheel, that's going to be there. Silent Disco. Maker's Market. Anyway, details, I believe, are at Boulevardia.com. You really know how to hit a man when he's down. I have been sitting at rock bottom. Instead of giving me a helping hand to pull me up, he was laughing at me, just pointing.
Let's give Hartzell a few minutes to recover here. It's the Wednesday edition of your KC Morning Show.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
My name's Hartzell. This guy to my left, dare I call him a friend?
Pete.
Colleague. Confidant. Just making all this up right
charisma.
Now.
Charisma.
Peter C. Swain, the C stands for charisma. I have put together a thing for you, and I think you're going to like this one.
Oh,
okay?
God.
Because here's...
Come on.
Here's what we...
Where did Edwin last show?
No. Hold on. This one, though, Pete.
No.
I have never been more excited for you to hear this. Because, hold on, yesterday... It's timely. Hold on. Well, let me sell it. I can sell anything. Yesterday was Fat Tuesday, right? And that leads to Lent. I'm not a religious person. I'm spiritual, but I'm not a religious person anymore. But I do know this is the season where you have to give up things, okay?
There's a reason for the season.
There's a reason for the season. And there are a bunch of things that people give up. Some of them, a lot of us give up. A lot of us give up the same sorts of things. So I put together
no.
A list!
You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
Well, my Lenten promise is over because I had given up the list of Hartzell for.
Hey, that's a timely intro because that guy right there, Chris Jericho, he's in town, AEW.
Lent is 6 hours old, and here I am.
You couldn't make it. You couldn't give up the list of Hartzell. Nobody can really give up the list of Hartzell. It's become an integral part of this show. Vital. A necessity. That's a list. I got a list right. 100% of KC Morning Hoes love.
Oh, the hoes.
A list.
We haven't said KC Morning Hoes in a while.
Got to put that on a shirt. It's your list of Hartzell. My name's Hartzell. With Lent season in the air. Is that how that works? I'm not sure how that works. Americans. Is this an American survey? Yes, it is. There we go. American-made survey. Ash Wednesday, that's today, right? 8,000 people were asked, what is the hardest thing to give up during the 40 days of Lent?
Did you say they were ashed or asked?
Oh, I don't even hate that one. I don't hate that one at all. Let's start at number 7. Toughest things to give up during Lent. Or if you don't celebrate Lent, just maybe some things that are hard to give up. Maybe you want to go dry on a certain month for booze or for caffeine or whatever. So here we go. Number 7. You're going to love this one, Pete. You're going to love this list. 5% folks say it's the hardest to give up fast food. Okay. Number 6, which I thought this would be a lot higher. I'm not sure if I would agree with this. This is a poll taken by our friends at YouGov. Our friends.
Where are they based?
Come on, man. Don't ask. DC? Listen, I know the surface level. You don't have to. Don't dive in for more info. Okay. Number 6 at 6%. Imagine that. Alcohol.
Not in Kansas City. That would be number 1.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't agree with that one. All right. And there's no way that alcohol number 6 is below soda.
Actually, watching sports on TV would be number 1.
Wait, hold on. Don't step on my list. Don't you step on my list. Number 5 at 7%, soda, the hardest to give up. Ugh. Number 4, 11%, chocolate. Mm. I understand that. That's a tough one.
The greatest is Easter, because Easter comes and you got chocolate bunnies. You can bite the ears off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Or whatever part.
Chocolate comes back with a vengeance on Easter.
I mean, you can just bite that bunny's face off.
Pete, what's going on, man? What's going on?
Continue on your list.
Do I need to put you on a list? Hey, put you on a list. Okay. We're now in the top 3. So far, I think this list is going swimmingly.
Yeah, but this
maybe
is great.
Honestly, maybe our best list to date. My name is Hartzell. This is my list. Top 3, hardest to give up for Lent. And or just hardest things to give up when you're trying to go dry for a month or so. 40 days is how much Lent is. Number 3, social networking, 11%. So it tied with chocolate. It is the number 1 answer for young people, whatever that means. Oh, okay. Actually, I can tell you exactly what that means. It means 18 to 24, 24% of that said it would be their hardest. Compared to just 7% of the overall 11% of people over 55. Ah, that one got wordy. I was doing really well. And that one got a little bit.
What's the next one?
A little bit wordy. I stepped over some numbers on that one. Number 2, caffeine at 19%.
Did you say Kathleen? Oh, caffeine. I get that.
I mean, I tell you what, Kathleen's always been hard to give up. Can't give her up, no matter how hard I try.
Damn Kathleen.
At number one, you want to give this a guess? Because you don't actually have a cheat sheet this time. Number one, the hardest thing to give up in this situation is Lent, but what is the hardest thing to give up, maybe in general?
Your dignity.
Oh, that's not for me. I give that thing up all the time.
What is it?
What are standards? Watching TV or using streaming services. Now we can update that for the times. TV and streaming, 29% said it would be the hardest thing to give up. 29%. It was the number one answer for every age group, except for 18 and 24-year-olds, who, of course, said social media. And Pete,
what's that?
If I may say so myself, that was a damn good list of Hartzell. That was a solid list.
I just don't know.
You kind of enjoyed that one, didn't you?
I don't know if I just like the segment as a whole. You know what I mean?
Imagine if we can get some accountants to sponsor this thing. Imagine if TurboTax wanted to sponsor a list of Hartzell. All right, I'm just laying the seeds. Well,
how about my tax guy, Ed? Maybe he wants to buy an ad with us.
Hey, list of Hartzell brought to you by tax guy, Ed. That could be you, Ed, or you, Steve, or you, Martha. Any of you, any of the wildly excellent accountants in the Kansas City metropolitan area, you hit us up at the Casey Morning Show. It's all one big con, man.
That was, unfortunately, your list of Hartzell. Sports is next.
Show.
Peter S. Sween, the S stands for sports. Pete, take us to sports.
Your Kansas City Chiefs are world champions. I hope you know that. They have taken Indianapolis, talking about head coach Andy Reid and general manager Brett Veach. They spoke to the media yesterday. Andy Reid was asked if the Super Bowl championship has sunk in.
No, it's sunk in, but you only have a short time to enjoy that, and then you've got to move on. So, and that's where we're at. So we took a little bit of time off after the game, after the parade, and that, and then we dove right back in and got busy, and we're still doing that, and that won't stop throughout training camp. So maybe someday when we get a little older and we're out of the game, then you can sit back and go, hey, you know what, we did pretty good there. But right now, it's buckling down and making sure that we take care of business.
Andy Reid is so busy, and he keeps himself so busy, that he was asked if it's been different in Kansas City for him, and he goes, well, I just go to the office. So really, nothing has changed for me. He's in the office so often that he does not really realize if anything changed. And then he said he got a few meals out of the deal.
Probably a good cheeseburger, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that his food of choice?
And the thing is, when you go to the office, the Chiefs cook all your meals. So he doesn't really need anything. Mm-hmm. I guess if he's feeling a little flavor, he wants to go out, he gets something for free.
That's a Super Bowl winning Andy Reid. He can get whatever he wants. Any type of burger, steak, medium rare. Give that man what he wants with the side of a Hawaiian shirt.
But that's the thing. Like, you know, you had the Kobe Memorial in recent days. These guys who are so good at their job, it's because they just ignore their families for half the year or most of the day. And whether that's good or bad, I mean, that's up to you. But that's why Andy Reid is so successful, because here we are on February 26th and he hasn't left the office enough to really feel like he has seen any difference in being a Super Bowl champion. GM Brett Veach discussed the Chris Jones situation. Chris Jones is due to become an unrestricted free agent if the Chiefs don't come to terms on an agreement or choose to franchise tag the former All-Pro defensive tackle.
Yeah, listen, it's certainly a priority for us, and I had mentioned that. I mean, sometimes these things take some time to work through. As you mentioned, the franchise tag is something that we have the ability to use. We certainly like to see if we can work something out with him, and I think the tandem of Chris Jones and Frank Clark is something that any team would want, and we're going to work hard to see if we can get that done.
Other Chiefs news at the Combine. Andy Reid said Patrick Mahomes won't have offseason surgery on his kneecap. Remember, it was on the side of his leg, as he liked to say at the parade. And that Sammy Watkins is in a good place. Watkins needs to take some kind of pay cut because he's due to make $21 million. And the Chiefs have a lot of people to pay. The Chiefs believe safety Juan Thornhill will be ready for the season. The Chiefs GM also added the Chiefs have plenty of time to get Mahomes done. I know people in Kansas City hope that happens sooner rather than later.
Give him a 20-year deal for as much money he's ever asked for. Just bring the truck and then another one and then maybe a third one. Give him everything. Also me. I'm offering my services as well.
That's understandable.
I'll take one for the team.
He could be the greatest NFL player of all time, which is unbelievable that you can say that with a straight face for anybody. And that's what you're dealing with in Kansas City. The NFL Players Association has agreed to a new collective bargaining agreement in principle, which means the only real difference for fans is that it will increase to a 17-game season next year. It sounds like no matter what happens here, the new playoff system with 14 teams instead of 12 and the one team getting the bye, that'll be...
So this is happening.
That'll be next year.
So next year?
You'll have 16 games.
Oh, man.
But that'll be the new format. 14 teams will make the playoffs. People don't like it in Kansas City because, you know, you've seen they want the Chiefs to be able to get one of these top two byes, but the Chiefs might be the better team anyway. I mean, they're going to be the best team going in. So if you're the only team with a bye in the AFC, that's even more of an advantage. Plus, if your team goes through some of the injuries that you had last year and you can't get to 12 wins, all you have to do is finish in the top seven in the AFC, and then Mahomes has a shot in the playoffs. I like those odds. I don't think it's the worst thing. U.S. Soccer announced that they have selected Kansas City as a site for the 2019-2020 U.S. Soccer Development Academy Championship.
Huge news.
The event will run from July 9th to the 12th at Swope Soccer Village. Mm-hmm. Hartsell, very cool.
It's great news. Absolutely.
The Development Academy is the highest level of competition in the country for 19 and under, 17 and under. It's expected to draw more than 500 players and coaches from across the U.S., including U.S. youth national team players, college coaches, and professional scouts. So, again, more out-of-town people getting to find the hidden gem that is Kansas City.
The city on a hill or the city on a plane.
enjoy this last decade or half a decade of being a hidden gem, because once that airport is here, people are going to be coming and visiting and moving.
Which is good, by the way. Those are good things. These are all good things. I'm working on getting us some sporting players on the show, by the way.
The Royals win back-to-back spring training games. 8-5 over the Padres, 5-4 over the Texas Rangers. San Diego is where first baseman Eric Hosmer has signed in 2018 after seven seasons in the World Championship with the Royals. We put a picture of Hosmer with Salvatore Perez on our Instagram account, which is getting more likes than we usually get. So that just goes to show how we stand in Kansas City. Jeffrey Flanagan of MLB.com says he chatted with Hosmer in the parking lot. He wanted to make sure Kansas City fans know he had the dates, July 24th to 26th, circled. That's when he returns to the K with the Padres. He said, oh man, that's going to be fun. Some fans suggested that they may boo Hosmer.
No, they're not going to do that.
At the K for selling out.
They're not going to do that. I hope you don't. Would you boo him? No,
I wouldn't boo him either.
Not at all.
He tried to make the most money in his profession. This gets lost with athletes because it's in the millions.
Make that money, man.
Here's the deal, right? If you were in Kansas City, let's say, hopefully your average salary is $40,000 to $50,000, and then all of a sudden offers you an $800,000 contract. What, are you turning him down?
No.
Why? Because you want to stay in Kansas City?
I'll sign in blood immediately.
Enough with the booing, Hosmer.
Brought home a championship, y'all. Be nice. Also, totally unrelated. Well, actually not unrelated. Look up, when you get a chance, Hosmer burner account.
Okay.
On Twitter. It's a thing and it's excellent. Go ahead.
The Royals play the Cubs and White Sox today in a split squad. The new TV deal should get the Royals about $20 million extra per year. The new owner, John Sherman, per Sam Melliger of the Kansas City Star, says it gives us more flexibility to invest when we're ready, like you saw in that period between 14 and 16. Scores. Kansas was indeed named the number one team in the country on Monday. They're on pace to be the NCAA tournament's number one seed. They got to just take care of big business in the Big 12 tournament. They had no Baylor hangover on Monday night. Udoka Azubuike had 19 points, 16 rebounds. Jayhawks
he's real good.
Win.
Put that chair down, and he's pretty good.
83-58. You're right. He was a second away from being done, maybe forever.
Ever. Yeah, exactly.
Baylor rebound from their second loss of the season by trouncing Kansas State. They've lost 8 games in a row. Hartsell, your Mizzou Tigers take on Vanderbilt tonight at 8 p.m. on ESPNU. Only 4 games left for this miserable season. For your miserable, I was about to say Missouri.
Hey, miserable.
For your miserable time.
Miserable Mizzou is fine. Put that on a shirt. If it's not already on one.
You ready for a Wednesday-Thursday preview?
I would love a preview of what's going on in this dear fair town that we call Kansas City.
Today at 8 a.m., it actually, probably when you're hearing this, has started already, but it goes until 4 p.m., at the UMKC Pearson Auditorium Diversity and Inclusion Summit. So join Project Equality and the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce for the 2020 Diversity and Inclusion Summit, Housing Elevated Humanity Through Equitable Neighborhoods. So it's an event. Student Equality Partner, $25. Equality Partner, $50. So there you go. A summit on some of the benefits of housing and how could try to promote diversity. I think that's a good thing. We have a free special event featuring Kim Case today at 6 p.m. Again, at the Kansas City Chamber of Commerce, Kansas City, Kansas. Join internationally renowned speaker Kim Case as she shares her journey from tragedy to triumph. She was held captive for 16 hours. After a brutal kidnapping, Kim escaped and shares inspirations learned on her journey to heal. So a free special event featuring Kim Case. Meat bingo at Kelly's.
Meat. All the meat. I think it's
very simple.
Not a month goes by where we don't plug some meat bingo.
I love meat bingo. I don't go every week, but if you go, you may see me there. I enjoy it. You have a couple beers. You can play bingo. You can win meat. It's very simple. It's at Kelly's.
What, did you say you can win meat or win me?
Either one.
One.
Who knows? Who knows how the night goes?
One and the same.
Good Burger's playing at Tapcade tonight, 7 o'clock. I haven't seen Good Burger in probably 15 years. Maybe that's something I'll do. I love that. I keep showing my age, I feel like, on this
week's
show. Where's
Kel? Kanan's crushing, but where's Kel?
Who loves orange soda?
Kel loves orange soda.
February 26th, this is another thing that caught my eye. Today, 11 a.m. in Shawnee, On the Hook Fish and Chips food truck at Advanced Auto Parts.
What?
11818 Shawnee Mission.
What the hell's going on? I mean, I love a good gimmick, but okay.
Shawnee Mission Parkway, February 26th.
Hey, that's close to us.
Best wild Alaskan cod fish and chips in the Midwest. Also, wow. Maybe the only truck that sells that. So, good on them. Maybe.
That's around the corner from the station. I might swing by.
We mentioned AEW. Looks like there is still a number of tickets left.
The Elite.
Yeah, Ticketmaster.
AEW.
Silverstein.
I'm
Eye
so
Center,
excited.
Arena.
A little bit of bubbly.
They will do a better job than I did at soccer on Friday night. It's a Poetry Slam tomorrow, 7 p.m. It's part of Black History Month. It is at the Bower, 115 West 18th Street. If you want to get some slam poetry in.
Mm-hmm.
Founders Day celebration. Here you go. You can meet some people. You talk about wanting to meet people off apps. Mizzou Alumni Association tomorrow, 5 o'clock, City Barrel. Meet some of your fellow Tiger alumni. The Miserable Tigers.
I am not a true son. I am a true bastard. I did not finish. I dropped out, man.
That's
right?
Okay.
I have 18 hours remaining.
That's
and we're
fine.
Not going back.
You know how many NFL players leave early and then still reference the school? That's you. On a less scale.
No. I'm not going to remember that part you just said, but I will definitely take the whole leaving early from college. I've never thought of it that way. Yeah, I just took my talents.
You ever going
to
go back?
I took my talents to the workplace.
You're going to finish that degree?
No, I'm not.
How far did you make it? I don't even know this.
I'm 18 hours behind. Or 18 hours from graduating.
Dude, let's go do this.
I have no desire.
Come on.
I'm sitting at $60,000 in debt. There's no, why? I've already got my job. I've got a pretty decent little following. Now I sound like an ass. But I would love to go back. If I have the opportunity, a.k.a. if somebody else wants to pay for it, then I will definitely go back. I love going to school. I was a double major, actually.
Welcome to your Columbia Morning Show. Sun and Moon Clay Workshop. If you want to get your sun, moon, and clay on, 6 o'clock, Matty Rhodes Art Gallery.
Will Earth, Wind, and Fire be playing in the background?
Might. Just House Music at Indie on Main. Again, that's tomorrow at 10 p.m. So if you like house, I heard that place is pretty good, Indie on Main. I haven't been.
Big fan. You'll occasionally see Tech Nine just having a beer.
Fourth Thursday with the Art Mob. I mean, how many Thursdays can you have in 1 month? Tomorrow at 10 a.m. There you go. Union Station, if you want to get involved with that. Cowboy Mouth in Kansas City. That apparently is a band. And so they are playing at Knuckleheads tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
I also like Knuckleheads a lot.
That's all you got.
I like Knuckleheads quite a bit.
Are you ready to do this?
It is that time. My name is Hartzell. That is Pete. This is your KC Morning Show. On Wednesdays, Pete's middle name is Pete W. Sween. The W stands for words of wisdom.
That's right.
Would you like to break us off with some right now as I pull up our song? What are we going with? What's our track today? You got anything? I can find us something.
No more chasing waterfalls.
We can't keep doing waterfalls.
Something by Shania Twain.
Shania Twain, huh? I didn't see that one coming. Okay. You're going Shania Twain. Why don't you tell us who our first speaker is, and I'll get this pulled up. Who's our quote from?
Little man named Indira Gandhi. Did you hear of him?
I'm a big fan of his work.
My grandfather once told me there were two kinds of people.
Tape.
Those who do the work and those who take the credit. So essentially, it's a Pete Hartzell relationship. He told me to try to be in that first group. There was much less competition.
What is this one? I don't know. You're still the one. Do I?
Nothing worthwhile comes easily. Work, continuous work, and hard work is the only way to accomplish results that last. Hamilton Hall. This one in from Henry L. Doherty. Plenty of men can do work for a spurt and with immediate promotion in mind. But for promotion, you want a man whom good work has become a habit.
I haven't got there yet. I don't like that one. Let's pick up the pace, Shania.
Far and away,
let's do this one.
The best prize that life has to offer is the chance to work hard at work worth doing. That's Theodore Roosevelt.
Teddy!
Start a new deal today in your life.
Ooh, touche. No.
I got the wrong Roosevelt.
Yeah, I was going to say wrong one, but I appreciate your effort. Yeah, Frank was new deal, but hey, that's okay.
This one, Vince Lombardi.
Oh.
The price of success is hard work, dedication to the job at hand, and the determination that whether we win or lose, we've applied the best of ourselves to the task at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs have the Lombardi Trophy here in Kansas City.
Okay.
I found
that you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much.
I found that the men and women, these These quotes are all about work, and the song's all about how no matter what job you have, you're not impressing Shania.
Right. I like that. You just like that?
I guess. I found that the men and women who got to the top were those who did jobs that they had in hand with everything they had of energy and enthusiasm and hard work. Harry S. Truman. Big Nothing ever comes Truman. To one that is worth having except as a result of hard work. Booker T. Washington. You know, we should have went today with all work.
Uh-huh.
It's too late, though.
What were you doing? No. We can do it now.
No, it's too late.
Your wisdom is work.
The man who moves a mountain begins by carrying away small stones. And here, from Thomas Edison today, on your Wednesday, your hump day.
Okay.
Baby.
So you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much.
The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity. The fears are paper tigers. You can do anything you decide to do. You can act to change and control your life and the procedure. The process is its own reward. That's Amelia Earhart.
Oh, I like that. The process is its own reward. Trust the process.
No matter what you do, you're not going to impress me. Shania Twain.
Is that it?
It's Wednesday.
That's my Wednesday wisdom?
That's all I got.
I feel so wise. I feel like you were speaking directly to me on that one, Pete. Hmm. Shania Twain. I didn't see Shania Twain coming, but good job, man. Well, that's a pretty good little show. If I'm going to be totally real with you, Pete, and I think transparency and honesty is one of the best parts of our show. That was, you know, that's your segment. You do the preview, you do the wisdom, that's your baby. My baby is a list of Hartzell. And if we're doing a simple pros and cons list of who brought it and who didn't, content is key. I think I win the day.
Oh, wow.
I think I may have won today. I loved what you do, and you're much more consistent than I am.
Fair.
But today was for the boys, and that boy was me.
I'm Mr. Consistency, and you'll get the same effort on Friday. Can't say the same about you.
You know, I can't say the same about myself. If all things go well, I might be a little tired come Friday
Wrap
morning,
the show.
Am I right?
Just wrap
okay.
it up.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to hit some buttons. Pete, give me a... I will report back on Friday.
No.
Give me a letter, Pete. What's our letter?
R.
R. R. Peter R. Sweeney. The R stands for reliable.
That's right.
Reliable,
Mr.
Pete.
Reliability.
My name's Hartzell. That's Pete Sweeney. We'll see ya in the morning.
Bye.